Listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news.
Join us for our weekly broadcast, His Abounding Grace, with Minister Vanessa Williams. That's every Tuesday at 7 p.m. On Wednesday afternoons at 1 p.m., join Reverend Gwendolyn Dixon for the Midday Glory Prayer Line. The dial-in number is 641-715-3580. The access code is 732-499. And Wednesday nights at 7 p.m., Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you. That's with Pastor Paul Morgan of Chosen Generation Ministries in Richmond, Virginia. On Thursdays, live at 12 noon, join Reverend Pat Randall for Declaring the Finished Work for an hour of worship, exhortation, and prayer. Reverend Ray and friends are here on Friday nights at 7 p.m. with the Joy of the Lord on Friday Night Joy. Sundays at 7 p.m., join Reverend Ray for Bread of Life for a Word in Season. And don't forget our monthly broadcast. First Mondays of every month at 7 p.m., be blessed with the teaching ministry of Apostle Shirley Jones on Lifeline. On third Mondays at 7 p.m., join Evangelist Lewis McElwain for Adoration, a broadcast of worship and ministries on the mission field. Second Saturdays of the month, join Reverend Curtis, Reverend Novena, and Minister Jordana for Bold and Beautiful, a youth and young adult broadcast setting the world on fire with the love of Jesus. All broadcast times are Eastern Standard Time. Hey family, we are excited to have two new broadcasts added to the When Christians Speak Talk Radio Network. Marriage Takeover, The Body of One, hosted by Reverend Eric and Reverend Tamika Thompson, it airs every third Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our hosts cover a wide range of topics to help build stronger marriages. They leave nothing off the table. Our newest broadcast, R3, Real Life, Real Men, Real Talk, will air every second Sunday of the month at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our hosts, Elston Green, Cleophas Malone, Antonio Mitchell, and Ray Rose, will create a space by men and for men to have real conversations. It's time to be free, men, from false standards and the expectations of society, family, and self. So don't forget, that's every second Sunday of the month at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. R to the third power. Real life. Real men. Real talk. Yeah.
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a non-profit ministry, we are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for He is good. Yes, He is good.
As a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, all of your gifts are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com. God bless you.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. Yes, He is good.
Good afternoon and praise the Lord. This is the Declaring the Finished Work Hour, and this is your host, Pat Randall, on this wonderful Thursday afternoon. Amen. So here I am embarking on a new word for today. Just has been in my spirit over the past few days. And I'm going to entitle this exhortation, Awake, Stay Woke. Amen. Let's go before the Father. Father, we praise You and we glorify Your name this day, for You alone are worthy. It is a joy to come into Your presence, into Your courts with thanksgiving and with praise. I thank You, Lord God, that we can boldly come before the throne of Your presence without hesitancy, without fear, but we can come boldly knowing that we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. For You have made us righteous through the shedding of the blood of our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus, the only begotten Son. We honor You this day, Lord. We exalt Your holy name. I thank You for this airtime today, that You would speak to us. Holy Spirit, open our ears. Give us vision in the spirit realm to hear what our Father is speaking to our hearts today. Let it go beyond our intellect, down into our hearts, that we may be able to live the truth that makes us free. We thank You for Your unconditional love, that You loved us while we were still yet enemies, but You gave of Your only begotten Son, that You loved us so much, and that Jesus loved us so much that He would willingly come, knowing what His life would mean. He gave His life so that we might have eternal life, that we might have life more full, more complete. We thank You that we are free from the law of sin and death. Bless Your name, Lord, this day. Bless Your holy name. We give thanks. We're open to receive from You. Speak, Lord, speak. Speak, Lord, speak. I pray this in the name of the Lord Christ Jesus. Amen and amen. Amen. As I said, I'm coming to you today, and I've entitled this Awake, Stay Woke. In this present culture, in these present circumstances, you may find yourself off balance, a little shaken, maybe even fearful. You may be questioning. You may be a little confused. You may be concerned. And concerned, your concern may be really worry disguised as concern. But wherever you are today, it is important that you rouse yourself up from this sleep, that you arise, that you stand, and you take hold of the truth. In the Bible, when it speaks of being awake, it is talking about a mental, moral, and spiritual awakening. Awakening from a spiritual death is what happens when we come into salvation. We've been awakened from a spiritual death into a spiritual life. But sometimes along the way, during the process, during the challenges in this world, we may fall asleep mentally, morally, and spiritually. But I'm challenging you and encouraging you to awake. And once you are awake, stay woke. And when I say stay woke, that Greek word means, it's a two-part meaning in that word. It means intensive and to watch. So it's an intense watch. It's being fully awake. Amen. So I'm going to read a few scriptures. I'm going to start in Isaiah 52, 1 through 3. It says, "Awake, awake, put on thy strength, O Zion, put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For henceforth there shall no more come into thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. Shake thyself from the dust. Arise and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. For thus saith the Lord." Now this is the real important part of that, this scripture. "For thus saith the Lord, ye have sold yourselves for naught, and ye shall be redeemed without money." This word came through Isaiah. It was captured on scroll and later translated into the Bible that we read today. And there's several translations. And I would encourage you to not only read the King James, but read the other translations as well. I think it'll be very helpful in giving you a fuller perspective on the scriptures. Amen. So ye have sold yourselves for naught, and ye shall be redeemed without money. When this scripture is foretelling of our debt being paid by our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus. We were in bondage. We sold ourselves for things that brought no value, no real value, no lasting value. That's what man has done. And our Lord and Savior came and redeemed us from this slavery. And now we are awake from a spiritual death into spiritual life. And this life is an eternal life. And we set about on the journey, this pilgrimage through this earth, discovering our birthright. We've been born again, born of the Spirit of Christ. Now I want to read Ephesians chapter 5, and I'm going to read verses 14 through 16. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. So then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Christ gives us light. Not only does he give us light, and light reveals, but he gives us wisdom. He makes us wise so that we can understand our circumstances and make wise decisions. It all comes from the Lord. These days are evil. They're very evil. But we can redeem the time. We, because we have the Spirit of God living on the inside of us, we can understand what the will of the Lord is. What does God want you to do or to be in this season? What does he want you to be in this season? Because out of your being will come your doing. But if we don't know who we are, then we behave out of character. I want to talk a little bit about personally, I want to talk about my pilgrimage. As a child, I was sexually abused. And through that sexual abuse, that attack of the enemy was a loss of identity. I always questioned as I was growing up who I was. I looked at myself through what had happened to me. I lost my parents at an early age. So I was dependent on other family members raising me. So I always felt like an orphan growing up. That also impacted my identity. Later on in life, after salvation, I learned, I shouldn't say I learned, but I experienced grief, the trauma of grief, not actually understanding how to process grief, because at this point I was still dependent on the love of others, as opposed to being dependent on the love of God. Because if I was more dependent on the love of God, the recovery process from grief is a lot quicker. I've had many disappointments. Expected my life to go a certain way, and there have been twists and there's been turns. There have been people that I placed expectations in who have disappointed me because my expectation was not in God or in moments in my life. I had more expectation in people and some expectation in God. I've experienced tremendous financial challenges and tremendous health challenges, life-threatening challenges. These are all things in this world that we can be challenged with. And this is what I was challenged with, that was seeking to strip away my confidence in God, my identity. I dealt with seasons of anger that was stemming from hurt and pain. And these are all things that can keep you in a sleeping state where you are spiritually in a slumber and mentally in a slumber. There was a period in my life that I felt if this is all that there is, then I'd rather be home with the Lord. And I believe we all have those moments when we question our existence here. We question the purpose of our existence here. Am I here just to suffer, to go from challenge to challenge? But Jesus reminded us that in this world, you will have trials and tribulations. But to be of good cheer, or to be of good courage, for he has overcome the world. He has overcome the world. And part of the awakening process is learning how to live in the overcoming power of Christ Jesus. For he has already overcome. this world. So it's been done. Jesus is also referred to as the second Adam. We are spiritual descendants of Christ Jesus. And everything that he has done, we have access to. Everything that he has done, we have access to. So if he has overcome this world, we have access to the overcoming power of Christ Jesus in this world. So this is what I've discovered in my life that has caused me to sleep or slumber mentally, morally, and spiritually. And because I have been able to identify those things that cause me to go into that state of being asleep or slumbering, I am now able to see it when it's coming, or to understand that I cannot feed off of something because it's unhealthy, spiritually unhealthy for me to feed on this. I want to look at the life of Daniel. Okay, let's talk about feeding on things that are just unhealthy for you spiritually. See, we can overindulge in the things of this world, and we can become spiritual sluggards. We become obese off of the things that we've indulged with in this world. We've overindulged. Some of us have indulged more than others. But the result or the consequence of overindulging in the things of this world is the same. In Daniel, there is a story. It starts in Daniel chapter 1, and it speaks of the Hebrews when they were brought into captivity by the Babylonians. This is during King Nebuchadnezzar's reign. And among those Hebrews, a young man named Daniel and three other Hebrew boys who were given the Babylonian names Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And they had been selected. They were among a group of young boys and young men who had been chosen at the request of the king. He wanted the skillful in wisdom and knowledge and in appearance from among the Hebrews to be gathered together so that the Babylonians could profit from it. He recognized that among these Hebrews, there were those who had great things to offer to his kingdom. Daniel, who continued to pray and stay connected with God understood that in this process of being selected by this worldly king, that he could not indulge in food from the king's table. The king's servants were instructed to feed these Hebrew children from the king's table. But Daniel refused to eat from the king's table because he understood the impact that indulging in this would cause a mental and spiritual slumber in his life. And he needed to stay, during this time of captivity, he needed to stay connected to God. He needed to hear God's voice. So he requested to be able to only eat vegetables and water and not drink the king's wine and all of the other elaborate foods that the king's table offered. We don't always recognize, and I see this in our church environment. We get involved in exposing ourselves to some very elaborate things, things that actually closely resemble eating off the table, the world's table. We want the furs, we want the gold, the diamonds, we want to eat in the best places, we want to travel, we want to own houses, we want to eat from the king's table. Not recognizing that we're indulging our flesh and it causes a mental and spiritual sleep. That we're not as alert to God's voice as we need to be. And when things happen, we don't always respond the way we should. We don't respond because the way we should, because we've dulled our spiritual senses. And though we may try to be spiritual, we will lack the power that comes from being connected with God. There's a power to do that comes out of staying connected to God. Now, as I'm sharing this, I'm telling you about the things that I have discovered for myself, through my experiences that have dulled my spiritual senses. Praise be. I just want to take this moment and just praise the Holy Spirit. Despite the things we subject ourselves to, He never leaves us. God never leaves us and never forsakes us. I mean, if we make our bed in hell, He says He's there. He's there on the hilltop. He's there in the valley. He's there in the shadow of death. He's always there. But to experience this life, this real life, this energetic, dynamic life that Christ has provided for us, we have to understand that there are things in this world we just cannot indulge ourselves in. And we certainly cannot overindulge. Staying connected staying aware of our connection to God, and refusing anything that will interfere with our awareness of His presence and His nearness and His power and His love, we have to reject it. We have to. Another thing that happens, not standing guard over your mind gate. See, we are transformed by the renewing of the mind. Truth comes into the mind first, and then the process of us meditating on this truth, where it begins to get into our hearts, where faith takes hold and it becomes our reality, is important. It's important that we are always on guard, fully awake, fully awake. Fully awake and intense watch. We can't just be half in it. We have to be fully in it, fully present and watching our thoughts. Like watching a movie screen, like watching images going across a movie screen. Some things are coming from the outside, and then some things are coming from our imagination. But we have to look at and identify if it's of God. Because if it is not coming out of the kingdom of God, we must reject it. It is only truth. Not half truth, whatever that is. You know, you hear people say, because either it's truth or it's not truth. But only truth will make us free. Only truth will make us free. Then another thing I dealt with in this process, it's not being fully committed to this new life in Christ. I mean, you really have to make a decision that I'm all the way in. This is not something that you can put your little toe in, your big toe in. No, you have to plant both feet fully in this new life. Completely present. When it talks about being lukewarm, all that is that you're not fully committed. That's all that means. You're not fully committed. And if you're not fully committed, don't beat up on yourself. Just continue to pursue God. He will do it. If you desire it, He will bring it to pass. But you must desire it. And that's the beautiful part about this pilgrimage, is that we're never left to our own devices. That we have a helper, we have a comforter, we have the Spirit of Truth with us. Because no matter how much you grow, there's still more growing to do. Don't be discouraged when you miss the mark, when you sin. Don't be discouraged. The price has been paid. You've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. So don't be discouraged. Another thing that I have found in my life was my lack of focus and having distractions. Now, mine came this way. I was so busy. Now, I'm talking as a believer. Now, these things that I am talking about that has caused a mental or spiritual and moral sleep in my life is as a believer. This is after salvation. And this is part of my pilgrimage. And it will show up in different ways in different people's lives, because we are all unique. There is nothing new under the sun. But how it appears may be unique to who you are, to what challenge it is to take the blinders off, and what put those blinders there to begin with. For me, it was sexual. The first thing was sexual abuse as a young child. That was the beginning of my sight being blinded. So I lost some vision at a very young age. And so I was seeing through a distorted lens. So I'm growing up seeing life through a distorted lens as a result of that sexual abuse. Now, yours may be something else. Yours may be a parent that's always telling you that you're no good, or something is wrong with you, or you're never good enough, or maybe you grew up in an environment where it was all about performance and you were driven by that, and love was measured by how well you perform, whatever it is, whatever it is. Maybe you were raised by a parent that was depressed all the time, so you're exposed to negativity, or you were raised by a parent who was addicted, had a drug addiction, whatever it is. We're born into this broken world because this world is not as it should be. We're born into a world where the prince of the world is Satan, the prince of the air. So he has that influence. And we don't even recognize the influence that he has until our eyes are opened through salvation. Let me stay on track of the time. I probably will not be able to get through all of this, but I'm going to stop here at the lack of focus and distractions. And I'll pick up again at that point, because it is important for us to be focused, to keep our eyes on Christ Jesus. Father, I thank you for your words today. I thank you that this is a journey of awakening, and then the journey of staying woke. And we want to stay woke. We want to be fully, fully awake and in you. And no matter what we have experienced so far with you, your blessings, your faithfulness, that there's so much more, that what we have experienced in you is just, at up to this point, is just a drop, like a grain of sand in you, because we cannot even count the grains of sand that represent who you are. Because you are infinite. I thank you that you're all wise and you're all knowing. You know us before we were even formed in our mother's womb. You spoke into our lives before we had physical bodies. Our destiny was present at birth. And I thank you, Lord God, that the gates of hell shall not prevail as we move forward in this spiritual realm in you. Nothing will be able to stop us. I thank you that the darker it is, the brighter we are. Out of the darkness, the light shall shine. I thank you that we don't have to fear the darkness, for the dark and the light are alike to thee. There is nothing that is hidden that will not be uncovered. I thank you that we can be confident in this season. Confident. Confident in our life in you, confident in the plans that you have for us. I thank you, Lord God, that by your Spirit we can be unwavering in our confidence. That every day, moment by moment, our faith is increasing. I speak this over your children in the name of Christ Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for loving us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So I want you to awake. And once you're awake, I want you to stay woke. This is our time. We were born for this time. We were born for this time. Everything that we need has already been placed on the inside of us. Everything. We're just shaking off these heavy weights. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Shaking them off. Shaking off these heavy weights. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. You know, you are much more than you could ever imagine. Now, if we are like him, it says, as Jesus is, so are we in this world. Not in the next one, but right now in this world, we are like him. Wants the fullness of that identity. I am 67 years old and I feel like, and I've been saved for close to 40 years. And I feel like I've just touched the very tip. The very tip of who God is. Just a small little piece. But in this season, my desire, and I pray that it'll be your desire, is that the Lord would open our mouths wide and just pour in, more, more, more. That the Holy Spirit will awaken a greater desire within us to want more, to not settle for what we've experienced. We may have lost heart, or we may have been blindsided by something that has been so traumatic in our lives. Had the wind knocked out of us. But you're knocked down, but you're not knocked out. So get up, wake up, and stay woke. Wake up and stay woke. You are more than a conqueror. Thank you for being with me today. For just being in the presence of the Lord, not that we're ever out of it, but having a focus. Because I want this moment to be a moment where you've dropped everything and your full attention is on the Lord. You're refusing to be distracted by anything in this moment. But you're fully present. Fully present. And you feel his presence. And you hear him speaking to your spirit. Telling you that even greater things than he did when he was in the earth, you shall do even greater, even greater. Don't be discouraged by physical challenges, because that's what they are. They're challenges. They're an opportunity for you to begin to accept that by his stripes you were healed. You're already healed, and you're pressing into that truth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So as you hear my voice, the molecules of your body are already beginning to respond to the presence and the power of God in this moment. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is order and there is design, perfect design for your physical body. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Meditate on that. Meditate on the fact that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Every time you feel pain, you are free from the law of sin and death. That is your truth. You are free from the law of sin and death. Free. You are constantly being regenerated by the Spirit of God. It says the Holy Spirit quickens these mortal bodies. Bring to life anything that's decaying, that's underperforming. That the Holy Spirit right now is moving, firing up those electrical charges in your body that brings power, God's power and energy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise your name. Praise your name. Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Well, tomorrow night is Friday Night Joy with Reverend Ray at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm sure he has something good that he wants to share from you, for you. Amen. For the Lord is good. Taste and see. Taste and see. Taste and see. Amen. So God willing, I will see you again. Well, not see you in the spirit, I'll see you, but we'll be together again, communing in the spirit of the Lord next Thursday at 12 noon. And of course, you know, you can listen to this broadcast anytime after it has aired at 12 noon during the day. That use that same link that I post out on Facebook, and you can listen to it anytime, listen to it as many times as you need to listen to it. Amen, and be blessed. Love you.